to a dying world in the final moments of Earth's history. And now, today's broadcast.
Since you like their ways so much, mm-hmm. I'll let you live with them.
Yeah.
And I'll take away from you even the temple of God.
Yes.
Mm. Yes. And it was a rough thing for them to learn. Mm-hmm. But as you look down through this chapter, it tells us something that we need to learn very much right now. Because God says, my plan is to take all those weapons mm-hmm. and to beat them into plowshares.
That's what he said.
I want to take all those things we use to kill each other and mm-hmm. make some tools out of them to build up God's kingdom.
Yeah.
Yeah. To make them good tools.
Mm-hmm.
The same things that we use, our talents and our gifts, mm-hmm. to earn money, God says, they turn money into evil. Mm-hmm. And they turn a lot of these different things like cell phones.
Ouch. Mm.
Which could be for good mm-hmm. into evil. Mm. Amen?
Amen.
Turn computers and streaming
That's right.
from good to evil. Mm-hmm. And they've gotten so smart these days, they've got people who know how to get your information mm-hmm. and feed your information because they've been watching you all this time and they know what your habits are by what you use electronically. And they actually form evil in order to get hold of you and squeeze whatever they can get out of you for themselves. If you don't believe me, watch when it pops up and says, can we use your location? That's just one thing they want to know. Where are you?
Yeah.
So I can find you and feed you what I want you to have.
Yeah.
And if you answer that, say, yeah, you can use my location. Then they watch where you shop mm-hmm. and have checks electronically go through. They watch the things you buy.
Yes.
They even know when you walk into the stores now because they're following your location. They know which stores you go to. Mm-hmm. You see, prophecy is principle. It's not always the exact tools. God says, the devil wants to beat these plowshares into weapons of war. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. God says, I want to take the weapons of war and make them into tools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I want you to have the tools in order to represent God's kingdom.
Yes, yes.
And we have to be careful of that because I'm not going to take all the time to talk about it today, but mm-hmm. in the name of God, in the name of Yahweh, we're to make a commitment to walk in his ways. Mm-hmm. So when they're checking on us, they ought to know that somebody walked into Smyrna today on the seventh day with their phones, amen? See, there's a whole bunch of folks down there gathering at Smyrna, praising God. Praise the Lord for that, amen?
Amen.
Your phone can be a witness even though you didn't tell it what to do. So that means you better watch where you walk. Remember the old days? Better walk where you, watch where you walk, watch where you talk. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's real. Mm-hmm. It's real. The power of this earth is not in God's hands unless you give it to God to have control over.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm.
If you release it and don't consecrate it and dedicate it, then you and your family will be identified and attacked. And what was meant to give you power of influence and control and dominion will turn out to be a plague for you.
Yikes.
And bring into your life misery and evil and difficulty. That's why we have to set up boundaries. God set up some boundaries. Because I have certain statutes I want you to walk in. And some of us wait till we get to church. To walk in them.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, I walk circumspect in church.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But just like those phones follow you home.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Before there was a digital phone, God knew your location.
That's right.
And God knew what was going on at home, and he didn't need a digital signal to tell him.
That's right.
And he knows that, well, although you walk in church strong and talk strong at church, at home, we're limping.
Yeah.
limping through the week, struggling, trying to make it from one. And if you look down there in these passages, it talks about God wanting to gather those who are limping along. You know, he knows who we are.
Yes.
He knows we're having problems keeping our lives straight. He knows we're having problems helping our children to see a good marriage at home. That's why some of them aren't sitting in church at home. They saw one thing at church and one other thing at home. He says, if it don't mean nothing for you at home, why should I even go to that church?
Yeah.
Preach, Pastor.
Is it real? See, our children see us limping all week. Yeah. In fact, when they're on the telephone talking to other people, they hear us limp.
Yeah. Come on now. Watch out. Watch out. Watch out.
When we're deciding on priorities for ourselves, they watch us limp. Jacob found out that if he was going to have a life that represented God, that was going to make a difference in his family, he says, I want you to do something about me, because I can't change me. You must change me, God. Well, God says, well, listen, it's been hard following you around, even though you set up altars. Praise the Lord for the altars.
Yes, sir.
But your children are a mess. You got two wives, and you're sleeping with this girl. You got two wives. And your family's gone wild. And even though you say you love one more than the other, you keep on trying to have good children anywhere you can. Lord help us. Sometimes it sounds like the hood, doesn't it? Just leave your children all over the place. Even with those you ain't married to. Limping is limping. Whether it's among people who claim to be gods or you don't claim to be God, it's still a limp. And Jacob had to live the rest of his life as a sign that God had to gather his stuff together and do something new with him and different with him. So the children that were born after the limp.
After the limp.
With his true love. But it wasn't the true love, did it? Because she was there all along. It was after his experience with God. After his surrender to God. And even though he limped. Sometimes God says that I'm not going to take you to the exact verse. I want you to read it. It's down in verse 7. A and B. He says, listen, I know you're limping, but you know, I'm going to gather my folks together, and even the ones that limp. And the reason I know that you limp, because I'm the one that touched you where you needed to be touched. That threw your hip out of joint. And you thought that was just heredity. God said, I had to stop you. You were so far gone. I had to do something to you to slow your roll so that you would know that I'm your God and I've got something special for you. And you notice Benjamin and Joseph were the most sweet children of that family. The others were rascals. But they were born out of love of God as well as love of wife. Amen? When your life gets together with God, you don't have to have a soul mate. Whatever mate it is you got can become your soul mate. Because God has their soul just like he's got your soul. That's what makes a soul mate, that your soul is from Jesus. And they became the best children he ever had. And they became the one who became in the line of heirs to produce Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. So God says, yeah, I know you're limping. And some of those limps came because I'm the one that hit you up to to get your attention.
Yeah.
But he says, I'm coming to gather you.
Yeah.
All of you that say you're mine.
Yeah.
And he doesn't care whether you're Gentile or Jew or hoodie or whatever.
Yeah.
If you call on the name of Jesus, I got you.
Yeah.
I will cover you. I will get you and gather you and make you into my remnant.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I'm afraid to use the word remnant. Because then we start counting heads.
Yeah.
144 of us. Yeah. Heads. 144. Now, ladies know this. Men, you don't know this. When women go get remnants, what they're getting is something that was a great piece of cloth when it was whole.
Yeah.
But the remnant is what's left.
Yeah.
It's the quality of the remnant that makes it a remnant.
Come on now. That's right. That's right.
Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
It ain't about how many. Don't be counting heads in here and say, there one. No, that ain't you. God is the one who does the counting.
That's right.
And he's not counting numbers. He's counting those who are representing the love of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Those who have surrendered their lives to God. The quality is because of the relationship with Jesus Christ. It's because they represent God in all their lives, and they're walking after his statutes, and they're going home, and the home is sweet.
Yeah.
That's my remnant. Because they cut out of the same stuff the original was.
Say that.
I ain't worried about numbers.
Yeah.
I'm worried about quality.
Yeah.
And I can clean up your life no matter what it's been, no matter where you have gone, and I'll make you one of my remnant. Limp and all.
Amen.
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 So when you see people limping around church, say praise the Lord. God cares about them.
That's right.
Because he ain't turned loose.
That's right.
He hasn't left them out.
That's right.
He includes them.
That's
right. So I don't care where you're from in Louisiana. There ain't no special place.
Well.
You know, I have a lot of Caribbean friends. Anybody have from Caribbean? Okay, I can talk freely. I've pastored several churches in New York City and around and other places that have 90% of the members were Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
Small island people, big island people. Mm-hmm. And they always say, where are you from? I'm from Trinidad, Jamaica. I'm from Kingston. We found out, yeah, from some little teddy city outside of Kingston. But they want you to think they're from Kingston.
Yeah. Right.
It's like, where are you from? You Louisiana? You're all no, you're not.
Yeah.
You're from some little town outside the big city.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, you ain't even want to tell them that. You just tell them something they recognize and give you a little quality of life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
God says, I don't care where you're from.
Yeah.
Or what you've come through.
Yeah.
I want you and will gather you in that day.
Thank you.
In the last days, in the latter day. That when you see that, God is talking prophetically about end times.
That's right.
This is it, folks. We're there.
You've been listening to the Restoring Faith broadcast with yours truly, Dr. Christopher Manuel. You are invited to join me at the Smyrna Seventh-day Adventist Church every first and second Saturday for divine worship service at 11 a.m. and Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. located at 916 Richmond Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana. And on the third and fourth Saturday for divine worship service at 10 a.m. and Tuesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. at the Maranatha Seventh-day Adventist Church located at 4517 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana. Beloved, your gifts and love offerings can help keep this ministry on the air. Send your correspondence to 916 Richmond Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302, and join us every Tuesday at 10 a.m. on KAYT KQJO for the Restoring Faith broadcast. Be blessed.